It is Super Bowl Sunday, the biggest day in football, and therefore the biggest day in defense, or so the conventional wisdom goes. But the teams in today's game, the Giants and the Patriots, featured less than stellar defenses throughout the season. Here's NPR's Mike Pesca.
It is still unknown, and therefore still available for wagering, what color the Gatorade will be that douses the winning coach, or if Madonna will wear fishnet stockings during halftime. But this much is clear. The winner of this Super Bowl will have the most porous defense of any Super Bowl winner. The teams combined to allow almost 7.2 miles of offense over the course of the season. That's why you hear this argument as put forth by Derek Brooks, former Super Bowl participant and current broadcaster on Sirius Satellite Radio.
Right now, defensive rankings are judged by yardage. And, you know, to say that these teams are bad because they give up a lot of yardage is not fair.
Because the stats indicate that a middling to poor defense will win this championship, the Derek Brooks argument has become popular. Change the definition of defense. Many pundits say, if you let up 80 yards but only give up a field goal, that's good defense. That's a little like saying, if you crash your car but don't go to the hospital, that's good driving. But there is an argument to be made that we should be looking at metrics other than yards allowed. Take points allowed. The Patriots rank 15th by that measure, the Giants a sad 25th. And it still tests the age-old motto, a motto that is so ingrained that former Giants linebacker Corey Miller returned to it even after detailing all the rule changes that allowed for wide-open offenses.
Yeah, you can score 40, 50, or you can throw for 5,000 yards like guys are doing now. But I still believe at the end of the day, it's defense that's normally going to win championships.
How can that be? Let's look at the defenses by points allowed. For about the first 40 years of the Super Bowl, exactly one team that ranked outside the top 10 in points allowed won a Super Bowl. But recent Super Bowls have been won by the Indianapolis Colts, who ranked 23rd, the 2007 Giants, who ranked 17th, and the Saints, who had the 20th ranked defense. Three of the last five winners in the bottom half of NFL teams. Ah, but those were the rankings throughout the year. Note those who rise to the defense of the defense. Former NFL quarterback Jim Miller, in speaking of the Patriots, gives voice to a popular new criteria.
I just go by what they've done as of late. They've only been giving up about 21 points a game. Much like the Giants, they've shored up defensively as of late in the year.
The defense the Patriots puts on the field today will have a couple of important players who were injured throughout the year, and the same's true for the Giants. So maybe the current defenses really are a lot better than their year-long stats. And then there's that ineffable notion that defenses can tighten up and play better when it counts. Corey Miller says this happens.
Defense is mentality, you know, and it's more focus on it, defense more so than offense. And here's why. Offense is about rhythm. Offense is all about timing, not so much when it comes to defense.
Though, as defined by the stats, a mediocre at best defense, which got better in the postseason, will be raising the Lombardi Trophy. Maybe the defense will be deceptively good. Maybe it will have peaked at the right time. Maybe it will be a bend but don't break defense. Or maybe we just can't admit that a poor defense is about to win a Super Bowl. So whichever team wins the championship will be able to say, you know what? They had a championship defense. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Indianapolis.